MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 15, 2025. Crowded races for the preliminary elections in both Salem and Gloucester on Tuesday. Partly cloudy, mid-60s, Highside Gloucester Harbor, 6:22 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News on Tuesday, Salem voters will narrow down the field of candidates in four contested city council races in the preliminary elections for Ward 1, 2, 5, and 6. The top two vote-getters in each race will advance to the general election in November. In Ward 1, incumbent Cynthia Giorzillo faces off against Walter Morell and Aaron Tarowski. In Ward 2, William Legault, John Newhall, and Andrew Smith are vying for the seat left open by Caroline Watson Felt. In Ward 5, Zachary Calderon, John Hunt, Lydia King, and Frederick Norton Jr. are contending for the seat left open by Jeff Cohen, who is not seeking re-election. And in Ward 6, Robert Kammeyer, Caitlin Jalapa, and Marlene Warner are seeking the open seat left by Megan Stott, who is running for school committee. In Gloucester, Ethan Foreman writes the need for greater leadership and a second look at previously rejected zoning amendments, better communication, and a new housing production plan were some of the ideas mayoral candidates pitched to solve Gloucester's most pressing problem, housing. The Housing Forum, held Friday evening before residents in a packed Magnolia Library and Community Center on Lexington Avenue, was hosted by the Housing for All Gloucester Coalition in advance of Tuesday's preliminary election. The forum had been rescheduled from September 7 after Mayor Greg Verga said he had tested positive for COVID-19 and he was not able to attend in person then. The forum featured Verga, incumbent City Councilor at Large Jeff Worthley, and former City Councilor Paul Lundberg in a forum moderated by Aaron George, the Division Director of Program Services at Action, Inc. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced there will be a community site visit on Tuesday, September 16 at 11 a.m. at 59 Low Street.
Tuesday is kind of a big day. So, you know, we've been talking about having like this community site visit for 59 Low Street, right, which is going to be the next home. I can say that now, the next home of the Recreation and Youth Services Department. So if you've driven by there on Low Street, they are really moving along, which is really great to see. You know, they've cleared the site. They've gutted the building. They just are putting the finishing touches on the new roof that they're putting on there. So they're really moving right along. We're still targeting November 2026 for an opening. But, you know, we never did a ribbon cutting there. So we thought we'd do kind of a, this is something we haven't done before. So we're calling it a community site visit. So it's happening 11 a.m. on Tuesday. And what we're telling people to do, and we'll get this out, announcement out a few different ways to you, but what we're telling people to do is we would like you to come, because it's during the school day, we want you to come park at the Fuller Field, right, the Bradley Fuller Field. So that should be pretty empty that time of day. So we're going to have people park there, and then we're going to shuttle people over to the site, right, because it's a construction site right now. And so how we're going to set it up is we're not going to be able to go into the building that day because it is an active construction site, but we're going to have an area roped off where we'll do a ceremonial groundbreaking. You know, we'll have a few remarks, and then we're going to have people in different sections, right, of the site, where you can go and just wander around and ask questions and hear from them. So we're going to have like the developers, so like LD Russo, the contractor there. We're going to have the architect there. We're going to have our project manager there, Kim Turner, and then we'll also have the department head, Andy Egmont, there to answer any questions you have around this project. It could just be, you know, things about the project itself. You can ask things about the department. They can ask things about, are there ways to get involved now in that? So, I mean, all those questions that you might have regarding around this, we're going to try to answer. And hopefully these are things that we do more often. I do like the idea of, you know, again, this was just a big, massive vote that you know, 61% of the people that came to vote that day came out and voted for this. So I think it's great to have this kind of check-in where people can come and see what their money's going towards and ask questions. And like I said, it's such an important project, so we're excited for that.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And on itemlive.com, Jackie Mano reports the Lynn City Council has unanimously voted to approve a new public comment period that will take place before select city council meetings. During these sessions, the public can sign up to offer testimony on agenda items and general matters about the city. The historic addition to the regular city council format was created to establish a procedure where elected officials can hear views and opinions from Lynn residents directly. The public comment period will take place 15 minutes before the second city council meeting of every month. Speeches will be limited to 3 minutes, and there are no restrictions on topics that the speaker may choose to address. However, questions specifically directed to city council members or municipal staff are not permitted. Translation services will also be available. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the North Shore High School football season has completed 2 weeks of play. Although teams are playing non-league games at this time, here are the four Northeastern Conference teams that are unbeaten: Marblehead, Masconomet, Danvers, and Gloucester. In the Cape Ann League, the only 2-0 team is Amesbury. St. John's Prep and St. Mary's football teams are also unbeaten at 2-0. The Endicott College football team fell 28-20 to Muhlenberg on Saturday. The Gulls are now 1-1. Endicott will host Maritime of New York this Saturday at noon at Hempstead Stadium in Beverly. On the local sports schedule today in boys soccer, Marblehead is at Beverly. Danvers is at Masco, both at 4 o'clock. Swampscott plays at Gloucester at 4:30. And Salem will be under the lights in Saugus tonight at 6. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-4 last night in the final game of a 3-game weekend series. Sox are off tonight, and they'll host the Athletics tomorrow night. The Patriots picked up a 33-27 win over the Dolphins in Miami yesterday to even up their record at 1-1. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.